The Brendan O'Connor Show on RTE Radio 1 with All Care Pharmacy. Expertise on vitamins and supplements to help build immunity at All Care Community Pharmacies across Ireland.
We're just going to head off now to Alex Prosciutto, who's a Kyiv-based sports journalist. You're very, very welcome to the programme this morning, Alex.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Normally, Alex, you're covering basketball and not war. Can you describe, we've just heard from Hannah McCarthy in Lviv, can you describe to us how Kyiv was overnight?
Kyiv, you know, when the war exploded, maybe two, four first days, it was pretty nervous here. At the moment, situation in Kyiv is pretty stable. Yes, we have some fights, as reports say, around the city. Like from my apartment, it's maybe 30 or 40 kilometers away. We can hear some noise here, maybe some explosions, but it's pretty far away from us. So, in generally, in Kyiv, situation is stable. People are trying to live their life. The situation with supplies and food is getting much better the last week. So if we compare the situation to Kharkiv or to Mariupol or to some other places, it's pretty stable at the moment.
Yeah. Although, you know, your president, your mayor there in Kyiv are warning that the city is still in danger of occupation, that when those air raid sirens go off, they refer to a much larger area around the city. Do you get a sense that an assault is pending?
Maybe. I can't say that people are so mobilized as in two, three first days, but for sure, people get in back of their minds that something can happen, that Russian mm-hmm. troops are around the city, so it can happen for sure. Like Lviv, as your reporters say previously, Lviv was also completely safe city for these 3 weeks, and now they have attacked this smaller city around Lviv. So you can't expect anything from them.
You're writing in the Business Post this morning, Alex. I was just wondering, you just mentioned the supply chains there. Obviously, there's been a massive effort to try and get to keep those supply chains open, logistics. But is it difficult at the moment to get, you know, basic foodstuffs or your groceries?
No, at the moment, no. Maybe for first week of the war, it was pretty hectic because most of the shops and groceries they've sold their reserves. They did not get new supplies, new trucks of the food. But last week's situation is stabilizing a bit. I can say that in my district where I live in Kyiv, situation is much, much better at the moment. And yes, maybe we lack some meat or meat products, like sausages and all this stuff, but milk, water, bread, and some fruits, vegetables, so everything is available.
Everything is holding for now. But you did mention cities such as Mariupol and Kharkiv. It must be very, very difficult to look at what is happening in those cities from the capital.
For sure, I am from Zaporizhia. It's a city not so far from that part of the country. So I have colleagues, I have friends there. I've been in the cities for lots of times, and it hurts to see these pictures. It hurts to see maternity house in Mariupol being under shelling. It hurts to see Kharkiv, our great educational and sports center, being destroyed for really. But we can't control the situation. Only have to say that my prayers are for those who are still staying. As far as I know, in Kharkiv situation is much better than in Mariupol, because in Mariupol it's humanitarian catastrophe there. None of the green corridors is open. People are still there. They lack food. They lack electricity. They lack water. So only prayers to them and wish to hold up.
When you normally, Alex, in your day job, you're writing about basketball, which I know is hugely popular there. What has happened to your sports teams, many of whom may have been travelling at the time the conflict began?
You know, I can say about basketball that our national basketball team at the day when war exploded on February 24th was scheduled to play in Spain. versus Spanish national team for the qualification game of World Cup. They were in Spain at the moment, and it was really stressful situation for most of the players because, you know, relatives, kids, parents, all of them live in Ukraine, and they were isolated from them. But the game took place. Our guys played, and most of them stayed in Europe since that time.
And of course, most men can't, though, because men who are aged 18 to 60, if you're in the country,
yes,
you can't
yes.
leave. Yes, that is
yes,
the situation.
Yes, yes. So those who are outside of Ukraine at the moment, they stayed in Europe mostly. Some may be staff members or coaches who have some family problems or family issues. They got back to Ukraine, but most of them stayed in Europe. Those who are in Ukraine is staying in Ukraine. They have some voluntary stuff. I did not hear. The stuff about some basketball players are entering army or territorial defense, but some of the sports stars in Ukraine did this, some football players, some boxers.
They're all answering the call, and as you say today, great resilience there, because you say in your Business Post article that unless the Russians raise Kyiv to the ground, it will be impossible for them to take it. Thank you to Alex Prosciutto, who's sports journalist based in Kyiv.